OKX lists Tempo, the Stripe, and Paradigm incubated L1. For global trading, OKX confirmed early on April 24, 2026, that Tempo is live on the exchange. Tempo is a Layer 1 blockchain incubated by Stripe and Paradigm and pitched as a settlement rail for stablecoin payments. The announcement on X was brief, but the move puts one of the most watched new chains of the year in front of OKX's retail and institutional order flow. Markets took the news quietly. BTC was trading at $78,461 with a 0.1% change on the day, ETHF at $233 down 1.4%, and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index sat at 60 in greed territory based on the CoinMarketCap snapshot at the time of writing. Tempo's own price action on OKX at launch was not included in the exchange's announcement. Why a Stripe-backed chain on OKX matters Tempo is not a typical launch. It was incubated inside Stripe, the payments giant that has spent the past 2 years quietly acquiring stablecoin infrastructure company Bridge and rolling out USDC payouts. Paradigm co-led the network's funding and has seeded the chain with engineering talent from its portfolio. The pitch, at least in public Stripe materials, is a chain built for payments first, short blocks, low fees, and a fee model denominated in stablecoins. So wallets never need to hold the native token for gas. That is a very different product from a general-purpose smart contract platform where every user is a trader first. Putting that chain on OKX, a venue with one of the larger retail books outside the US, is a market-making decision, as much as a corporate one. Institutions who want exposure without running a validator can now price the token. Retail traders who have never heard of Stripe's crypto work get a new ticker. How Tempo fits into Stripe's stablecoin. Push Stripe's stablecoin playbook has moved faster in 2026 than most traditional finance observers expected. DoorDash is preparing stablecoin payouts for drivers and merchants via Tempo, the largest known production workload lined up for the chain. Stripe has also been testing USDC settlement for parts of its own merchant acquiring flow. An OKX listing does not unlock any of that payment's functionality directly. What it does is give the token a liquid secondary market, which matters for three reasons. Validators earning native token rewards now have somewhere to sell, market makers can hedge their inventory, and ecosystem grants paid in the token have a measurable dollar value. The counterargument is that a chain built for payments does not need a speculative token market to work. Stablecoins are the unit of account. A volatile native token can even be a liability if businesses fear that the chain's economics depend on speculative demand. OKX's listing gives the token price discovery, but it also exposes Tempo to every macro swing and liquidation cascade that rolls through crypto. Listing risks and open questions. A few questions are still unanswered. OKX's post did not disclose which pairs are open, what the circulating supply at listing is, or whether there is a lockup schedule for insiders and early backers. Those details usually appear in the exchange's dedicated announcement page rather than the marketing tweet, and traders will want to read them before taking a position. Tempo's validator set at launch is small by design. A new chain with concentrated validators and a freshly listed token is a setup that has produced sharp price moves and, in some cases, liquidity gaps on day one. OKX has deep books, but the first week of any new L1 listing tends to be thin relative to majors. Regulatory status is the other unknown. A payments chain backed by Stripe and sold to US enterprises will draw more scrutiny than a typical token listing. OKX is not available to US retail, so the exchange itself can list the token freely. But the backers behind Tempo will be more exposed if a US regulator decides the token is a security. What to watch next three signals will tell us whether this listing becomes a real trading story or just a headline. First, whether Coinbase or Kraken also open trading. A US listing by a regulated exchange would confirm that Stripe and Paradigm are comfortable with the token's legal classification. Second, whether DoorDash's payout flow actually starts processing real transactions on Tempo in the coming weeks. Paper integrations and live integrations are different animals. Third, whether Tempo's fee revenue, measured in stablecoins, shows up in any public dashboard. A payments chain lives or dies on real transaction volume, not trading volume.